Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. And you know, as the industry changes and the markets don't do much, I'm always trying to find out better ways to help my friends make some dough in this market. And I think it's right now in the futures industry. And I did a webinar the other day, and I want to share that webinar with you. It's really pretty good, if I do say so myself. So let's go check that out right now. Here we go.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome. Welcome to Futures Part-Time Day Trading and Speculation. And thanks for taking time out on your Saturday to share some time with me. I appreciate it. And, of course, we are going to cover some of the day trading things we do and some of the things we recommend. So sit back, relax, and I will answer every question on any market before the day's over. And obviously, I'll have a Q&A when I'm done, and you can ask me anything you want. Be happy to do so. But let's get rolling. And, of course, the first thing you have to know is that in any form of life, you should be not have so many emotions, right? And fear, that's the other guy's problem. One of my favorite lines from Trading Places. But really, it is. And that's one of the things that we look at a lot when we're trading is the fear trade. Because we're buying when they're afraid, we're buying. And when they're too excited, we're going to give it to them. And that's something that you got to remember. It's kind of the trade that we work on a regular basis. Okay. Just by law, I have to show this disclaimer on this thing. So options involved and futures involved risk, blah, blah, blah. I'll leave it there for 5 seconds. You can look at it or you could not, but it's here. I'm giving you the old good disclaimer. And all right. Futures are commodities. What's better? Well, you know, me play the stock market? Hell no, brother. I make my money trading commodities. Doesn't matter. We can trade anything. The key to what we're trying to do is we don't want to give up any edges, okay? We don't want to give up. We don't want to have to pay extra. We don't want to, you know, we don't get involved in premium. We don't want to get involved in margin, for long term. We don't want to be involved with the FINRA day trading laws. So we can do that through futures or commodities. So it doesn't matter. They're both the same. And what we teach works on everything. But again, if you can get the purest market, that's what works the best. And for those of you who don't know me, I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. I've been doing this actually for 38 years, not 36. I'm the founder and author of Bubba's Guide to Trading Options, as well as Trading Weekly Options. And I've traded on every market, almost every market worldwide that had liquidity. They don't all have liquidity. I've even traded the Brazilian Real once, but it's got to have liquidity. I'm a regular contributor to Fox Business, CNBC, Bloomberg, BNN, RFD, Phoenix TV out of China, and Kitco News. And of course, I'm the host of my own radio show every day from 2 to 3 Eastern. And I was also an original market maker on the SPX, which is the biggest, the only pit left on the CBOE. But of course, that links directly to the S&Ps. So today, we are going to talk about gambling or trading, history of futures, what are futures, advantage of futures, types of traders, good traders. It's the numbers, qualities of good traders, price discovery, margin, and probability. Okay. So these are products that you can look at. There's more, but these are things that we could look at the trade, and these are all pretty liquid. All right. And that's why they're up there. Now, again, obviously the reason I have some of the foreign products up here is because there's some people that are from the United States. I've got a worldwide audience. And so we can trade the Hang Seng. We can trade the Nike. We can trade the Bund and the Babel, which is the 10 and the 30 year in Germany. All right. But obviously the world products, oil, gas, commodities are consistent. And then, of course, the currencies. But these are the basic products that are liquid that we can trade. Okay, there's more. But again, you don't need many more. I mean, you just need things that move, because at the end of the day, we don't really care what the product is. Okay. Now, one of the things I try to insist is that everybody try to learn and realize that the game of trading is just a game. This is a game. Okay. It's a mathematical probability model is what you're trying to create off of. And if you understand that first, then you can develop the skill. Now, the skill requires nothing other than learning how to read the chart, learning what to look for, and learning how to keep the emotions out of your trading. You notice it's a common thread, right? Emotions, trading. That's we are going to actually, this model of what we use preys on those who are too emotional. Okay? That's what this does. That's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to eliminate and take advantage of other people's emotions, because after all, this is a competitive business. You know, there is another side of your trade. So if you're buying, somebody's selling, and we're trying to take advantage of that no matter who we're dealing with. And that was one of the things when I was on the floor, is there was an old saying we had, if you could see somebody's tonsils, you knew they were panicking and you could give them whatever they want. Okay. Gambling or is it a business? And you expect to double your money in a short time? Well, if you're doing that, then you're in the wrong place. Expect to grow your money and steady in a long-term perspective, you got the right idea. You have to predict the outcome. You have to predict the outcome in order to win. Whatever the outcome is, you plan to maximize profit out of it. Right. Lose some, win some regularly. Always try to sell with a profit. Now, again, we don't say that we can always do it with a profit, but we are creating a business. This, you know, a lot of people take trading as more of a hobby. Okay. Well, you're doing it to create either income, retirement, whatever you're trying to do it for. You're doing it to make money. You're not doing it for like a day out at the racetrack. This is not a casino. If you want to gamble, go to Las Vegas. You know, go online and play. This is not the place for gambling. Now, just a quick history of futures. I mean, we know futures that really started at the Board of Trade. All right. Now, they always say that it was built for traders. I mean, for hedgers, right? But think about it for a minute. On the other side of the hedging trade had to be a speculator who was willing to take the risk to defend, right? So, but the original concept was to help farmers hedge out their crops. Because, again, obviously, you know, a lot of things can happen. But as they found out over time that there was a lot of money to be made on a commission basis and on a floor basis, and all these products just create more revenue. And obviously we have now, you've got all of the major indexes have their own futures bid. You've got the bonds, the bills, the euro dollars, you've got currencies, you've got grains, you got everything. I mean, there isn't anything that would be liquid. Even the weather trades, believe it or not. I've actually traded the weather, and that, of course, that is done with the reason there's a weather pit is to help insurance companies hedge off their risk. Okay, you know, oil really is to help airlines hedge off their risk. Of course, they were too dumb until the last few years to do that, but they would never hedge their risk, and that's why they're always in trouble. The only one that never went under was Southwest, because Herb Keller hedged oil from the day he opened the airline. Now, what is a futures contract? Futures contract is a legal agreement, but it's like an option, except you're taking the full balance. You're not taking limited risk. In theory, you're taking the risk for the contract, whatever the amount of the contract is. But again, it goes to the same theory. You know, if you're going to use the proper tools and be willing to exit, then you're not at any more exposure than anything else. But you are trading at something that is extremely pure. And that's one of the things we like about futures, is they're the purest trading vehicle that there is. There is no edge. Basically, there's a small bid offer spread. Again,
and, you know, we're going to pick up this up. But again, pay attention to the things that we're talking about, because it is about trying to develop your edge over the markets, which can be done. In the meantime, we're going to step out here for a break, and make sure you check out LibertyTalk.fm and download the Bubba Show every single day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And if you want to help me finance the high school program, check out my link at Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading. We are offering some specials for people that help finance the high school program. So check that out. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to stop by for a break. We'll be right back with more of the futures after the break. The Bubba Show. Say you. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz as we're working on some futures and checking it out. And let's go back to that right now. Here we go.
This is provided that you're trading in liquid markets. Okay. There's a small bid offer spread that you might have to give up, but the markets are much more efficient. Okay. They are centrally regulated. And that's one thing for you Forex traders who might be here. Forex is unregulated. Okay. Now, there are some firms that do fall under regs and they do clear it that way. But for the most part, you know, if you remember what happened with the Swiss franc a number of years ago, all those firms are out of business. So you're along with your money. Commissions are much lower than equity trading. Okay. And if you know where to get to the right spot, then you're really in great shape. You have virtually 24 hours a day trading. Now, again, I don't necessarily sell that aspect, because the only time there's nighttime trading in American products is if there's something going on in the world. But of course, there are those of you who are in like the night shift. So the DAX is available to you and the FTSE is available to you because those trade, you know, the DAX starts at midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning, New York time. So if you're across the globe, you have the DAX you can look at. You can trade, you know, the currencies, which are fairly liquid all the time. But you know, everything is electronics. You can trade any market anywhere. You get leverage. Now, again, I'm not a big leverage guy. I'm not telling you to go leverage up everything, but you can control. For example, there is no FINRA day trading restriction in futures. So you can trade, let's say, an account with $5,000, all right? And on a day trading basis, you can get $500 margin on a product. So the best comparison I can give you is the spiders. Okay, one mini S&P future is the equivalent of 500 shares of the spiders. 500 shares of the spiders is $125,000 approximately. Okay, which would cost you at least $60,000 of that for margin. All right, and if you want to short sell it, it would cost you more. Whereas one mini S&P contract would cost you $500 margin, whether you wanted to buy it or sell it. Okay. And you could buy it or sell it 20 times in the same day if it was available and without any Reg T, without any day trading restrictions versus trading the spiders. And your commissions would be, like I said, if your commissions are now, let's say $7.95 to trade the stock, or let's say it's, you know, whatever you're paying for option, futures are going to be, you should pay no more than $5 for a future round turn. In and out, $5 should be the maximum you should ever pay. Okay, and I know some of you pay more. I've seen people pay $100, but that's, you know, again, what we look for. There's no voice. I don't know. I think you guys can hear me, right? I haven't been talking to myself, have I? Yeah, thank you. So I thought. Okay. all right. Now, there's different types of traders, and one is a hedger. All right. Now, hedgers, you know, a lot of the big firms use futures to hedge off against their portfolios. Farmers use grains, livestock to hedge there. You know, weather, insurance companies use the weather trading. So, again, hedgers are people that are not really looking to take risk. They're trying to protect what they have. So they're trying to take advantage of price movement. And, of course, you know, if a farmer has $4 in $4 per bushel in a grain and in corn, okay, and he can sell a future at 410, well, they can, in theory, lock in a 10-cent profit immediately, all right, and that's what they use it for. Whereas, you know, the oil airlines will buy oil so that they know what every seat costs them based on what they paid for that price of oil. And, of course, then there's speculators, all right, which we will fall into the category of a speculator. We're not hedging anything. We're trading to try to earn extra money. All right. We're trading. You know, we have no skin in the game to protect. So we're looking for an opportunity to try to make money off of some type of a movement. Right, so that's what we're going to do. So we're going to be a speculator. Now, there's different types of speculators. There's long term speculators, like we do both. Okay, but there's long term speculators that are willing to carry. And of course, if you remember what I said, if you meant to go about that margin, $500 for day trading margin is correct. But if you do start to carry positions overnight, then the margin is a little bit higher. All right. It's still not the same as $60,000, but it is a little bit higher than day trading margin. And of course, that brings us to the day traders. Now, day traders, you know, everybody thinks of a day trader is an easy job, and it's not. Okay. And there is really no need to try to be a full-time day trader anymore, because there is not typically enough business to make it worth your while to spend all day trying to carve out the market, because there isn't enough going on. And that's one of the reasons that they ended the trading floors, is because there is not as much business for what they're trying to do. And the other thing about being a full-time day trader is that when you are full-time, that means you don't go to the bathroom, you don't eat, you sit in front of that machine, because depending on the time frame that you're trading on, you might have to do something. And if the time you get up might be the time that the movement happens. $5 per contract, no matter how many contracts. Correct. Regarding Forex risk, did you say something earlier? Did I miss it? Forex is risk. Listen, all trading has risk, but Forex, you have risk to the broker as well, which I don't like. Okay? That's my point. All right. So as you're day trading, you know, full-time day traders, is it just that? I mean, when I was trading full-time, I mean, I didn't leave, and I used to have a partner in the same office, and if I was going to do something, then he had to cover my stuff, just like if he did something, I had to cover his stuff. Forex is fine if you're trading it through TOS, is correct. They are a regulated broker. Like I said, there are some brokers that are regulated. My concern in general is just that, you know, if you get involved in over-the-counter stuff, okay, or you get involved in forwards, or you get involved in some of the binary options. Now, Nadex is fine if you trade binary options with them. They're guaranteed. The CME is guaranteed. But if you go to ones that are not guaranteed and not regulated, then your money is not necessarily guaranteed. That's my concern. TOS is fine. They're not going anywhere. And your money is guaranteed. It's segregated. So, yeah, it's fine. And, of course, the swing trader part of it. So a swing trader is just making the same type of trade but looking to carry it for a little bit longer. I mean, we do both. That's kind of where, you know, where we are and what we do. And, again, you know, swing trade can last, you know, a day. If you get stopped out right away, it could last a month. Obviously, the longer any trade lasts that we have, if you're trading according to the rules we set, the more money you're making. Okay? That's a simple way to look at it. The longer a trade lasts, the more money you're going to make. You know, I trade, the course we trade on futures part-time day trading is we trade 4-minute charts. Okay? Which is why you can trade them part-time, because if you have an hour every day, or it doesn't even have to be every day. If you have an hour to kill and you want to trade, you can go there. If the pattern sets up, then you go ahead and trade it. Now, the difference is simply nothing. Okay. Now, here's a chart, but they're both the same. It's just one is trading within the day and one is trading outside of the day. So if I look at my chart, so here is a long-term chart. Let's put up a future as long as we're here. Okay. So here's a future, all right, that's maybe long-term, but I'm going to look to trade it on, they just changed this platform today, too. It's really irritating. I find that very irritating. I just want you to know. I just want you to know I'm not happy with what they did here. So I'm going to go to what I trade, which is intraday and 4 minutes. Okay? That's where I start. So this is what I'm looking at. Same chart. Again, all charts are the same. One of the things you have to remember about charting is it's universal. Because what is this big green candle here? It's a measure of time. It's a measure of price. That's all it is. Okay. So in this case, it's 4 minutes. So each one represents 4 minutes. If I change it to an hourly, each one represents an hour. The same patterns are going to appear all the time. So that's one of the things that you have to recognize when you're doing this, is that the time is irrelevant. The longer you go out in time, all that means you're willing to take more risk. The shorter you go in time, you're taking less risk. The longer you go in time, you may get bigger rewards, but it takes longer versus in the short term, you might get more faster. They all work out to be similar. It just depends on what you're trying to accomplish. And of course, again, I don't want anybody to really day trade, because I think you're better off being part-time.
And part-time is right. Again, to sit in front of the machine and to enter today's markets is not really beneficial. You're much better off picking your spots and using what we're trying to teach you here. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Don't forget to go to libertytalk.fm and download The Bubba Show every single day. And don't forget the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And we're going to step out here for a break and come right back with more on futures. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report. Bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and we're doing a little future stuff here and having some good time. So let's get back to it right now. Here we go.
You know, I don't think you need to be stuck in front of the machine. I think that the patterns that we teach are better anyways for that. And I don't think it matters that you need to be there for a long time. Okay, so day versus swing. All right, so you trade in a shorter time frame. You must watch the benefit. It's less margin, okay, immediate gratification and overnight risk. Whereas you have the other problem, you know, overnight. And again, I do both, all right? And there's nothing wrong with doing both. You just have to understand what the risks are. And they're two distinctly different facets of what you're trying to do. And swing trading takes more money. It's very simple. It takes more capital to swing trade, all right? Now, is your trading process focused on longer or short time frame? Well, it can be done on both. The process that we use is good on any time frame. Okay, that goes back to the universal price, what we talk about. Because again, let me just switch back to some. Those of you who know me know that I'm always, you know, thinking something different. But if we look at this chart, okay, let's just watch with me for a minute here. Okay, so we have a 1 minute chart, which we certainly would say is kind of uptrending, but really it's kind of in consolidation. For the back half of the day, all right? So if I change this chart and I go to a five-minute chart, now I'm really just in consolidation for almost the whole time. If I go to a 15-minute, that's a 30-minute, okay, still very tight. If I go to a 1 hour, now I've got a pretty defined uptrend, okay? If I go to a four-hour, I've got a straight uptrend. And, of course, if I go to a daily, or let's go to a weekly, all right, pretty similar. Now they all kind of look the same, and if I didn't tell you which one was which, you wouldn't know, and I can prove it. Okay, I could show you a number of different, you would never know, but the point is they're all the same. It does not matter. You're looking to benefit off of that chart and the footprint that it leaves, no matter what time frame that you're looking at. And that is something that is very important, because all you're concerned about is the time you're looking at it. Do you have to use technical or fundamental analysis on both? I never use fundamental analysis, with one exception, and that's if I'm looking to buy something for my long-term portfolio. You know, I would want something to be fundamentally strong, but I still would not buy or sell it until the technicals told me to do it. Do you have to have a special knowledge of the futures market that gives you an added advantage? No. You don't have to read a chart, and you have to know how to not be emotional, and you have to know how to just put yourself and follow a process. Does your trading process recognize a trend? We don't care about the trend. In fact, at the end of the day, we are actually going against the trend for a very short period of time, and that is when they panic or puke. We're looking to help them out. You always use well-defined trading plan that you follow? Yes, you have to have a plan of attack. Okay, if you're going to do any business, you have to understand what you're trying to get to. And, you know, when we talk about futures or any trade, it's where am I getting out if I'm wrong? Okay. Because if you take care of it right, the winners will take care of themselves. It's the losers you have to worry about. Does your trading process work well in up and down markets? Our trading process works. This process works well in any market. It doesn't matter. In fact, it works exceptionally well at a very high percentage if it's followed correctly. Do you have a proven trading process that applies to futures trading? Yeah, that we do. We have the process we use applies to everything. But before we understand how the process works, we've got to have a little idea of what the markets do. Okay, so if we go back to the universal price theory, okay, which is what we believe in, then all markets are the same, all charts are the same, and all patterns repeat in the shortest time frame always has to resolve itself into the longest time frame, which means that for now, right now, the market's trending up. Does anybody disagree with that? We're going up? Okay. Until the 1 minute turns lower, and then the 5 minute, and then the 20 minute, and then the hourly turns lower, the markets aren't going down. But it will always start in the shortest time frame. So if you look at the potential phases of the market, get ready. Actually, I was experimenting, but if it bothers you, I'll take it off. It took me a long time to get it up there, but you're such a nice guy, I'll get rid of them. I was looking at some things. I was testing some things. So I'll remove them all so that they won't be bothering you. How's that? There you go. Is that better? You guys don't know that I was trying to figure out something for 38 years. All right, so when we look at the markets, we break them down into three basic phases. All right, so the first phase of any market is consolidation. What is consolidation? It's the time of most uncertainty. Because, you know, what happens is, if you look at a market that's consolidating, you've got, this would be known as consolidation, this pattern right here. What's happening is you've got buyers step in, they buy. Sellers come in, they sell. New money buys, then new money sells, then new money buys, and new money sells, and they're fighting with each other. Finally, somebody's going to win. Okay, so after consolidation, what happens is the markets break out. In this case, we broke to the upside. Now, the breakout is, you know, again, there's no telling how long it's going to last, but the market will break out, and of course, it will trend. And then, of course, usually, especially on the downside, but usually, most markets end in what's known as the blow-off pattern. And the blow-off pattern is when price and time become meaningless, because if you remember the movie Wall Street, get me out, I don't care. And Bud Fox said to Gordon Gitko, Gordon, I thought you told me not to get emotional about stocks. Get me in or get me out. When they want to get in so badly, that's when you want to sell them to them. When they want to get out so badly, that's when you want to buy them from them. But of course, that's what you're looking for in any market. And of course, what we're going to do here now is I'm going to bring this down and show you a short time, because these are actual trades that I made yesterday. I forgot. I got to get used to a whole new setup here. Dang. Okay. This happens to be crude oil. Right. But again, this is a blow off. This is a puke. This is a panic. And what you're looking for is to give it to them when they want it. And of course, we have a secondary time frame that goes along with the 4 minute that indicates when the time is either to buy or sell. And in the meantime, this was a screaming buy here, popped up, came right back down, and it jackrabbited straight up in the air. Now, again, I'm not telling you that you should have all those, but that is the idea of what you're looking for when you trade this pattern, because A, it works. B, you are fading against the market, which ties into, it's got to have a couple of key things going on with it. Volume and movement being two of them, all right? So we can see the panic, and we can see the panic on volume. So you know that they're puking out. That's a very technical term, by the way, puking. All right. Again, this is what you have to, these are the things you learn to recognize when you're using this pattern, because it happens on every market every day, because you're using such a short time frame. Here's the same pattern in the Dow yesterday at about almost 11 o'clock. Right? The puke came in, boom, and look what happened. Oh, it went straight back up again. Now, again, that's what you're looking for, and you're looking to use that pattern, and then you have a set stop that goes along with it. And we use the market footprint to go ahead and do that. But that is the basic phases of the market. And that's the phases that you will use to figure out every one of your traits. Okay. I'm not concerned with trends. I was just showing you how the charts work. Why do you always want to argue with me every time you're on my call? I don't care about the trend. I'm telling you that I care about this. This is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for somebody to puke out so that I can buy it. And I'm looking for somebody to buy them up so I can sell them back to them. That's what I'm looking for. I have no interest in the trend on these things. It makes, in this type of trading, I could care less. It doesn't matter what the product is. It doesn't matter what anything is. It matters, do I get to see this pattern? And I can tell you this is a good pattern. Why? Because I made quite a bit of money trading crude oil yesterday. Okay, and the Dow. And that's what I'm saying. That I don't care about anything, but do I get the pattern? Now, a lot of days, in yesterday's movement, there was only one or two possible trades. If you weren't there at the right time, you wouldn't have got them. Okay? You know, it just depends. It depends on how busy the markets are. But they happen in every market, no matter where you're at. Here, how's this move in the euro currency? One of my euro guys is on here right now. How was that trade, bud? Pretty good, eh? Right, again, here it is. They're dying to get it. They can't wait to get in. Look at them. Buy them up, buy them up, buy them up. Okay, well, we gave them to them. We sold them to them. All right? And, of course, it was a $600 winner. With no sweat once it started to break. And no stop out. So, again, this is what you're looking for. It doesn't matter what the chart is. I mean, again, my objective for all of you is if you like it and you get involved, is that you learn how to look at about six or seven different charts, because then you're not beholden to one thing that has to make one move. You can look at a number. So if the pattern appears, then you take that trade. You know, we trade the jobs number live once a month, you know, with everybody. I trade live money. And of course, we've done very well. But the last one was a monster because we ended up trading gold, the euro currency, and something else. And they all were winners. And again, that's not always going to be the case. But my point is that I don't care I don't care about the product. I don't care about anything. I just care, am I getting that move? That's all I'm looking at. It's purely what I do.
And of course, that's the important thing about being a disciplined trader and understanding what you got to do is to look for that move and do your thing. That's really what it always comes back down to. In the meantime, it comes back to now. It's coming to a break. This is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, of course, LibertyTalk.fm. You can download the show every single day, as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends. And we're going to step out here for a break. And we will be back with more on futures and more of The Bubba Show right after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're coming right back to you.
After 10,000 beers and 28 years.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz on this Futures Tuesday. And it's always good to be here with everybody. And of course, Cubbies better win tonight. I don't know. It's getting rough. But all right, let's get back to futures. Here we go.
Okay. You got it, sir. I understand. I know. You must be an engineer. If I were to guess, I'd say you were an engineer. All right. So this is what we're looking for. It's always that movement, but it's recognizing what these patterns are. It's reading the chart. We don't care about anything but the movement, the blow-off pattern. That's what we're looking for. Now, good traders will focus on capital preservation and risk management, and limit stop losses. And again, we have a formula for our losses. For example, if we're going to get in the Dow future, our risk is 6 ticks above or below where we sell or buy. So if we go back to the Dow, okay, and if we sold it here, then our stop would have been 22,858, and where we would have got in is probably not. We probably got in at let's say 42. So we would have had a 16 tick risk, $80 maximum risk on this trade. And of course, this trade made a couple $100. But that's not the point. It's not whether we made more or not. It's the defending of the risk. This trade, all right, our stop would have been 22,796. All right, that would have been our stop. And what we would have made, it's obvious that's more into the class and all that, but that's, we'd have been looking for a rally, and of course we got one, and where we got out, my guess is if somebody knew it had made this trade, they probably wouldn't have made very much. They'd have made a few bucks, not a lot, okay, because you probably would have got stopped out in here, which is fine, but that's where we use the phases of the market once we get into trade to help manage it, but we do know where our stop is, and we got a couple other tools that we go along with it, but that's the basic agenda. So right now, our average risk on trades has been about $80. Our average profit has been about $160. Okay, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Retired accountant. Okay, I got you. What if you get out in the middle of it and a slight retracement? You just take the stop loss and get out. You're trying to change the model. All right. This is a model that's very well defined. There are some decisions you'll have to make inside of that model. But once the blow off pattern is done, I have to benefit on that move. Remember, you're playing not in this crappy tiny volume. You're playing off these big volume spikes because those big volume spikes mean something. All right. I don't want to become a trader full time here, because if once the model changes, once the trade is wound down, you know, here, if we'd have sold here, we'll use this one first. We could use this one too. But let's say we sold here. Once it's wound down and it was over, it was over. Look what happened. Volume disappeared. It was done. Okay, that's what you have to understand. That's why it's so important to follow the rules that are set that you need to go by. Can you tell us what average tick and profit on the ES would be? What we've done is we've taken a, right now, because of the lack of volatility in the market. Now, that's just something you'll learn. And, of course, my classes, if you ever sign up for my classes, you get to come back as often as you want for free. You know, it's a one time, you become a lifetime member to that class. But in the ES, we're using an $80 stop, which is like 75, which is $1.25, $1.50 basically. Okay, that's our typical stop. We kind of regulate it to what the market is and what that market volatility is. And right now the volatility is so low in the overall trading. I mean, if you look at the daily ranges, they're pathetic. All right, here. Yesterday's daily range in the Dow was 80 points, 60 points, excuse me, less, 56. Okay. That was from night to day. And that's so right now, you know, I go back in the old days, you know, we used to use the lowest I ever used was 3 points as average daily move in the S&P. Now it's like that now, but the S&P then was 1,000. Now it's 2,500. But in the meantime, so it's like $80 to 160. All right. Now the 160 again is a pretty good average. All right. But $80 is our risk on the downside. Okay. No problem. No trailing stop. Okay. A trailing stop is great if you know when you use a trailing stop? We all go through this in our trading. It's when you think, you know, maybe you got a profit and you think, well, you know, I'd like to get out. And I say, I don't ever get out. I keep moving my stop up. That's how I trade. Okay. I keep moving my stop up. But if I do get to a point where I go, you know, I really should get out here, then I throw in a trailing stop. All right. And then, you know, then it depends on where I'm at. I mean, again, my initial stop is defined. But if I get up, you know, there's going to be a trade that you'll make. Okay. They don't happen often, but there'll be a trade that you'll make that you'll be up, you know, you got $80 of the risk, but you're all of a sudden you're up 500. All right. And, you know, you might be a little bit more cavalier with the kind of stop you're going to use from there, but always locking in profit. That's the key. It's always to protect the profit. But if you get to a point where you want out, then you put in a trailing stop. Because, I mean, I'll do that more often when I'm, like if I've got a meeting or I've got to go somewhere and I'm in a position, then I'll throw in a trailing stop and be surprised at how I did. But I know that I've got an out. Okay. Understand how to use margin correctly. Now, again, if you're using day trading margin, you just got to understand so you can fit it in your account and not get margin calls. Do not overtrade. You know, this is not, again, when you're paying what we have to pay as off-the-floor traders, we don't want to have to pay all that commission. Better in my pocket than theirs. So we want to wait for the right setups. I mean, I've traded as many as 50,000 contracts, or cars as we call them, on the floor. I've traded as many as 5,000 in a day off the machine. And you know what? I don't need to do that many. There isn't that much business to trade that kind of trade. It's not worth it. Okay? Don't be emotional and keep a trading journal. All right. And I recommend that strongly, that you always understand, because what you really need to do is, especially when you're learning, is to go back and check your trade that you made and say, did I do it right or did I do it wrong? And again, just because you had a trade that might have been a loser doesn't make it wrong. And because you had a winner doesn't make it right. Did you do it correctly based on the rules that we're setting? We use about $80. Now, I use more in gold if I'm going to trade gold and silver. Gold and oil take more than $80. Okay? But we teach first on the less costly, less volatile products. But $80 is the net risk right now on those products. Five rules of trading. Make peace with your losses. Okay? Again, if you don't make peace with your losses, that will bother you, and you know you'll make another bad trade because of it. But whatever people think you're trading is none of your business. Don't compare your trades to others. Okay? The only person in charge of your success is yourself. And stop thinking so much. You just need to take the action. Again, what we're doing here is all basically automatic. Okay? It's as automatic as you're going to get to trading. And again, if you can control everything else that goes with it. And again, none of that's easy. You know, controlling your emotions is not easy. Right? And that's always something that we have to worry about. Trading is a numbers game. Okay? Everything we do in trading world is about the numbers. That's it. Now, and what we're looking at is, you know, an average move is about 2 to 2.5 standard deviations, right? That encompasses quite a bit of it. And if you understand that, that will help you make that decision when that blow-off pattern occurs. So you know when the market's starting to get to 2, 2.5 standard deviations away from the mean, that you're going to have a hell of an opportunity to pick up a bargain.
And that's what we're talking about, is trying to pick up bargains. And that's kind of how the game works. But in the meantime, my game's got to end for today because the clock is running out. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. Make sure you check out LibertyTalk.fm and download the show every day. Also, the Spring Engine Weekends. And for now, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. Have a great night. Go Cubbies, and I'll see you back here on Wednesday. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. Take care, everybody. Thanks.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.